You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to get action with Action Station Aotearoa, the segment where we chat with the people campaigning for a fairer future.
Back in 2020, two new guidelines were introduced to support schools in teaching relationships and sexuality education. The guidelines were introduced by the then Associate Education Minister and New Zealand First MP, Tracy Martin, after reports from the Education Review Office showed inconsistencies in how schools taught the subject, alongside significant gaps. The new guidelines brought greater emphasis to sexuality and gender diversity, Māori and Pacific views of sexuality, the use of digital technologies, and information about relationships and sexuality education for disabled learners. However, the current government scrapped these guidelines as part of a coalition agreement with New Zealand First, who campaigned on removing the guidelines, which they called woke gender ideology. The new proposed guidelines for relationships and sex education are significantly different to those introduced back in 2020. For this week's Get Action, I spoke to Leonie Morris from Te Wahi Wahine o Tamaki Makaurau, the Auckland Women's Centre, on their petition to bring back Te Tiriti-based inclusive relationships and sexuality education in schools. Leonie Morris, kia ora. I think it would be helpful starting off just to give us a quick recap of the many changes that we've seen in this area since 2020.
Yes, well, we used to have comprehensive Te Tiriti-based RSE that was brought in by the Labor government. Unfortunately, this government has got rid of that fabulous RSE and is now looking to bring in a very restricted version of RSE. In fact, they're not even calling it sexuality education, they're just calling it sex education. And it's actually very, very poor quality that they're wanting to introduce. It's basically racist, sexist, homophobic. It's appalling.
So what spurred the scrapping of the new 2020 relationships and sexuality education guidelines and created this new initiative to come up with a completely different relationships and sex guidelines?
We see it as purely ideological. Instead of drawing on expertise, it's just drawing on their own racist, transphobic and homophobic ideology. And it's really important because RSE done well is our most significant tool of violence prevention.
So what would you say are the main issues coming in with this new set of guidelines for teaching relationships and, like you mentioned, sex rather than sexuality education?
When people talk about sex education, they're basically talking about teaching children and young people the basics of the biology of sexual relations. We're talking about sexuality, that's all more about feelings, communication, young people understanding what healthy relationships look like, relationships built on respect, communication and equality, and how to recognise warning signs of coercive or abusive relationships.
Right, and one of the other kind of big concerns with this new set of guidelines is that it takes a very monocultural approach to relationships and sex education. There's quite a Eurocentric Pākehā kind of normative focus inherent throughout it. Is there any mention of, in pointing to concerns with this aligning with Te Tiriti, but also our very diverse and multicultural society that we live within, are there any indication of any even just nods towards other cultures within these guidelines?
There's very little, and that is very harmful. Quality RSE for rainbow and gender diverse young people in particular, seeing themselves reflected in what is taught can significantly improve their mental health outcomes and reduce their feelings of isolation. And of course the same is true of Māori and other ethnicities. It's so important that adolescence is a period of significant identity development. And having a space to learn about relationships in a safe, structured way supports emotional resilience.
Yeah, and I think one of the main critiques that groups like New Zealand First have been raising with the original RSE guidelines was that concerns around that we shouldn't be teaching children about sex, sexuality, gender identity, relationships, and so on, because it's simply not a part of their lives at such a young age. Is there any truth to that? Is there any evidence that backs that claim up?
No. And the fabulous RSE guidelines that we had, they were all age appropriate. They had different curriculum and topics to be discussed in different ways with children and young people of different ages. So what they're doing is simply forcing their reactionary ideology on the whole of society, really. And people will suffer from that. It'll increase the risk of violence, particularly for groups the government is targeting for discrimination, such as rainbow communities and Maori communities. But it will also increase the risk of violence for everyone. We will have a society with much less emotional resilience if we adopt the proposals the government is suggesting.
Yeah, and looking at Inside Out's submission on this, which is linked within your petition as well, I can see that they've pointed to things like how kōrero around genitals and bodies begins at around age 5. However, mention of intersex differences doesn't actually begin until young people are around 14 to 15 years of age. I mean, that's another example, right, of kind of locking in this othering of people who exist outside of this very heteronormative, Pākehā-centric worldview.
Absolutely. And including discussions of these topics is affirming for people with different gender identities, sexualities, ethnicity. It can significantly improve their mental health and reduce their feelings of isolation.
Yeah, and another example is that introduction to discussions around menstruation and the menstrual cycle is beginning at about year 7. However, like Inside Out have pointed to, about 6% of young people will be menstruating by the end of year 6, which runs the risk of having a lot of young people not knowing what's going on with their bodies when it's happening, which I can imagine would be quite distressing.
Absolutely. Very, very harmful. And this whole curriculum that they're suggesting is very harmful. Quality RSE in schools, access to accurate information, becomes unequal if you don't have quality RSE, then you're depending on what a young person's family is able or willing to discuss at home. So school-based RSE levels the playing field, ensuring all children receive a baseline of knowledge regardless of their background.
So what would you say the mission of relationships and sexuality education, what would you say that mission should be?
It should help young people understand what healthy relationships are like. It should give them emotional resilience, the ability to understand emotions, to communicate positively, and to affirm their self-worth.
So looking forward, would a preferred pathway be a return to the 2020 proposed guidelines, or would we instead be looking for something to be built from that foundation?
I think we need a return, reinstate the 2020 guidelines immediately, scrap this proposed 2026 curriculum, and set up an ongoing expert-led process to keep improving RSE. It can always be improved upon. We need RSE that honours teterity, and is led by people with genuine expertise in education, health and violence prevention. Please sign the Auckland Women's Centre's petition. You'll find it's an Action Station petition, and we want to send a message to both the government and the opposition that human rights are not optional. Support Te Tiriti rights, trans rights, gay rights and women's rights to bring back inclusive Te Tiriti-based relationship and sexuality education.
That was Leonie Morris from Te Wahi Wahine or Tamaki Makaurau, the Auckland Women's Centre, on their petition to bring back Te Tiriti-based inclusive relationships and sexuality education in schools. You can find that petition on the Action Station website or go to the bio for this interview on our BCast page.
That was Get Action with Action Station Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.